This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur today. The talks focused on strengthening defence and security ties and enhancing economic and innovation partnership. Following the talks, several memoranda of understanding were exchanged between the two countries for cooperation in different areas, including security, semiconductor development, disaster management, combating and preventing corruption, and audio-visual co-production. Addressing the joint press meeting after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, India's stance on terrorism is clear that there can be no double standards and compromise on the issue.
वैश्विक अस्थिरता के इस माहौल में भारत और मलेशिया की बढ़ती मित्रता दोनों देशों के लिए अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण है। हमारा साझा मत है कि आज के चैलेंजेस का समाधान करने के लिए ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशंस का रिफॉर्म बहुत जरूरी है। हम शांति के सभी प्रयासों का समर्थन करते रहेंगे और आतंकवाद पर हमारा संदेश स्पष्ट है, नो डबल स्टैंडर्ड्स, नो कॉम्प्रोमाइज।
Mr. Modi highlighted that the two sides will expand cooperation in counter-terrorism, intelligence sharing, maritime security and defense.
Security ke kshetra mein hum counter-terrorism, intelligence sharing aur maritime security mein sahyog majboot karenge. Hum raksha sahyog ko bhi aur vyapak banayenge. AI aur digital technologies ke saath saath hum semiconductor, health और फूड सिक्योरिटी में साझेदारी को आगे बढ़ाएंगे।
Prime Minister Modi stressed Indo-Pacific region is emerging as an engine of growth. He said two countries are committed to development, peace and stability in the entire region along with ASEAN. Prime Minister Modi is currently interacting with the CEOs and business leaders to further boost trade, investment and economic linkages between the two countries. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah is holding a high-level meetings in Raipur today to review the security situation and assess progress of development projects in left-wing extremism-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. Senior officials of the central and state governments, along with representatives of security agencies, are participating in these meetings. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that the India-US Interim Trade Agreement is fair, equitable and balanced and ensures complete protection of farmers' interests. He said agricultural and dairy products adequately produced in India, including maize, wheat, rice, sugar, soybean and poultry, have been kept outside tariff concessions. The minister was briefing the media on the India-US joint statement in New Delhi yesterday. In Maharashtra, in a major crackdown on illegal immigration, Mumbai police have arrested four Bangladeshi nationals for residing unlawfully in the city using forged identity documents. Police officials today said the arrests were made following a series of coordinated operations carried out in Malad East's Pathanwadi area. The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has invited suggestions from stakeholders on proposed income tax rules and forms related to the Income Tax Act 2025. The Income Tax Act, which received the assent of the President in August last year, will come into force from the 1st of April this year. The annual Brahmotsavams of Sri Kapileshwar Swami Temple at Tirupati commenced with a grand and traditional ceremony today. Amid chanting of Vedic hymns, the holy flag bearing the image of Nandi was hoisted atop the Dhwaj Astambham early this morning during the auspicious Makara Lagnam. Voters in Japan are casting their ballots in a parliamentary election. The snap vote comes as Prime Minister Sanai Takaichi seeks a new mandate to push through an ambitious agenda, including increased defence spending and tougher immigration measures. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Afghanistan were 115 for 2 in 14 overs against New Zealand in group stage match in Chennai when reports last came in. Early, Afghanistan won the toss and elected to bat first. And with that, we end this news bulletin.